I have to start right off the bat. You have written on everything, absolutely everything I could possibly think of. A book on women, it's there. A book on apologetics, it's there. The book on John, which I think might be one of your favorites. How do you mm-hmm. write so much and not be 300 years old? A Methuselah type time span. Are you Methuselah? That's my first question.
No. Well, you know, I've always had multiple interests. And, you know, I get bored if I just, you know, work on the same subject for too long. Same with my teaching. I'd like to mix things up and to, you know, teach different courses. And I guess in terms of writing, not many people know that, but I studied concert piano when I was in middle school and high school. So I went to the Vienna Academy of Music and Fine Arts, and I would practice the piano for like 2 to 3 hours an afternoon. Well, my friends were just kind of goofing off, not, you know, in the afternoon. So I was, I developed a discipline of kind of rigorous practice. And that's actually, I think, served me well. I don't play the piano nearly as much anymore now, but I feel like I've kind of transferred, you know, some of the routines to writing. And I think I love even studying the habits of writers. I've read books about, you know, how other people write routines. I just recently had the thrill of standing in the room where Ernest Hemingway down at Key West wrote some of his works, I think in the, you know, 1930s. And I'm just intrigued by how writers go about, you know, their work, because it's so highly creative. And so you just really have to be in some sort of a groove. At the same time, you know, you do need discipline. You know, people sometimes don't realize even just writing one book, it is a ton of work. Yeah. And so you need both creativity and you also need discipline. It's just kind of a, you know, a bit of a tricky combination, but I think God's equipped me with a certain amount of creativity. I come from a very musical family. My sister is actually a violinist for the Vienna Symphony. You know, so we got that kind of in our genes, and the kind of the creative gene, you know. And then also I have a German mother who is very That's industrious, right? And and very disciplined. So yeah. I blame it on my genes.
I've noticed that several of your books are written with other people. So, yeah. Is that intentional, or, you know, why, you know, what's going on there?
Hey, that's a great question. Very perceptive too. I think there's a couple things going on. One is I have a very healthy respect for, you know, my limitations, you know, what I've been trained in, and also what I haven't been trained in. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because we might come back to that later when we talk about the multiple fields that Bart Ehrman is writing on, not all of which, I might add, you know, he's actually formally trained in. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm trying to stay away from writing for publication in areas that I really have no training in. So I'd rather, you know, find a collaborator. The other thing is that I sometimes like to work with really bright, promising students of mine. It's a win-win because they typically have a little more time and energy. And at the same time, you know, I can kind of mentor them. It's, you know, and maybe even give them a start in writing. And I think this book is a good example because Josh Shatro was one of my students, did his PhD work under me, and is just a brilliant young man. So it's a joy to work with him. And of course with Daryl Bach, who's kind of the senior scholar.
Right. So you're more Einstein, you know. Einstein had these big prolific things, but then went out on a sailboat and played the violin. So from a German background too. So gotcha. Yeah. Understand.